Blog Talk Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Just like music.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
What's up, and what's up? Welcome to the Monday Night Jukebox Musically Inclined. I'm your hostess, La Crush Hearts. I first want to give props to the awesome discussion we had with hostess Brick Wilkes on the Brick House last night, where she asked, is chivalry dead, and is the woman movement to blame for it? Two gentlemen callers, our dear friend to the show, Sun 752 of Urban Therapy, and newbie caller Rico from Brooklyn came to join the discussion, share with us some of insight, and it was very interesting and entertaining. Our homies was rocking in the chat room with us as well, and we appreciate all the support from our listeners. If you missed the show, you can check it out on our web player after this show, of course, at www.phonefantasyradio.com. And since I'm on the subject of www.phonefantasyradio.com, I'm live in the chat room right now. So join us at www.phonefantasyradio.com. You can type your comments, conversation, just say hello, let us know that you're tuned in, and all of the above. You can also call in live at 805-830-8320. You even want to share your comments, just press 1, and we'll add you to the conversation. So bigs up to everybody. Okay, so let me tell y'all right now what I'm doing. I just lit me a Black & Mild. I got my Corona Light out the fridge, and I'm freezing, so I'm fully dressed, and I'm chilling. What are y'all doing? It's Monday. It's just one of them days. My phone in my ear has been burning up because I was on the phone with my girls. We was kicking right before the show started. So I'm in a good mood. Shit, I'm all right. And I hope you're all right, too. So that's just, you know, all I got to say. It's going to be a light show tonight. May not even go the whole 2 hours. I don't know. Y'all know how I get in one of those modes. But as always, you can call me up at 805-830-8320. Right now, we're going to crank. Yeah, I said the word crank. We're going to crank with some cool tunes because it is the Monday Night Jukebox. We'll be right back, so stay there. Don't go nowhere.
She's saying hi.
Hey, welcome back. Can I be a little candid? My titties hurt. Just wanted to share that with everybody. Anyway, you're tuned into the Monday Night Music Jukebox. The Monday Night Jukebox here, Musically Inclined. I am Miss LaCrush Hearts, and I just wanted to be a little truthful with y'all. We had some high five, and that was just some intro, and I'm in that kind of mood. I got my Corona light here. I got my Black and Mild over there. I'm just sitting here chilling. I'm cold. You know, they're playing with the heat already. It ain't even good at cold yet, but they're already playing with the heat. I want to be laying in my bed underneath the covers with the lights out. Okay, not the lights out. I want to put the blue light in. Right, I got that blue light, that blue bulb special going on. It just rock out to some slow jams type of mode. It just wrap up in my covers and talk to Max. Yeah, that's the kind of night I'm trying to have. But I'm here with y'all, ready to have a good old time. Musically inclined. I don't have anything to talk about. You know why? Because I was distracted. I'm blaming it on the girls. I was on the phone with the girls for the last 2 hours. They got me all types of distracted right now. I wasn't able to fully prepare the way I wanted to. Just going to say that. Just throw it out there. Saki and Brick, it's all y'all fault. Y'all distracting me. That's it. Yeah, I know I'm going through something already. I'm distracting me and shit. Give us a call, 805-830-8320. We have a little technical difficulties on phonefantasyradio.com/live. Try refreshing the page. If you go over to the first box on the right-hand side, throw your mouse in there, right-click. Click on this frame. Try to reload that frame because it should automatically just start playing for you. You may have to just go ahead and reload that frame. Or just call us up and listen through phone, 805-830-8320. I will not bring you on unless you press 1. I'm just awesome like that. I know not to violate your trust. I'm going to need y'all to go ahead and call on back. So, you know, just use your phone to call in and talk to us. It is all good. So I had a question. I do have a question in mind to ask. My question for tonight is sex a need or is sex a want? That's on my mind. Is it a need or is it a want? You can always call in or join us in the chat room and share your thoughts there. As I was going through my my social feed, as I do, you know, this is a part of the show where we do our social network feed, what's popping, what's trending now on social media. So as I was going through my social network feed, I came across a couple of articles. And one of the articles was a 26-year-old woman. She's 26 years old. She has a few kids. I think 2 kids, actually. She got a few kids. And she was arrested the other day for breaking into a man's apartment and raping him as he sleep. Right. She was in Seattle. Sexually frustrated. Just couldn't take it no more. She broke into the window. He wakes up. He realizes his penis is inside her. He's trying to get his penis out of her. His hands are tied above his head, handcuffed above, chained above his head. And she raped him. Yeah. Yeah. Her name is Shantae, 26. They say she weighed 240 pounds, but the picture that's associated with the article, she don't look no 240. I've been 240, and she didn't look 240. I'm just saying. But that's what she claims. They told her she was 240 pounds. This man was asleep. I don't know. You know, he said he never met her no more. I mean, never met her before, but she claimed her friend that lived in his complex introduced him a while ago. He was 31, and he said he never saw her day in his life. But she said she met him through a mutual friend. And she said she was high on drugs when she first met the man she raped. Right. He was out partying with his friends. He claimed he sleeps extremely hard due to a stressful day. He woke up in the middle of sleep, and he felt her on top of him with his hard penis inside her. I'm just reading the article, people. I'm just reading the article. And he was chained, and he begged her to get off, but she refused to stop riding him. And she says he forced his way from inside of her. He must have twisted her and everything, and right, he took her. They took her to. They took him to the hospital for the sexual assault kit examination, and she doesn't remember breaking into the apartment to have sex with him. She said that she had a mental illness and suffers from bipolar disorder and psychosis, and her DNA is a perfect match for the sexual assault kit. So that's it. She has two children, and she was charged with second-degree rape for assault of a victim incapable of consenting to sexual intercourse by reason of being physically helpless. So, and she got other charges, felony charges against her. She was convicted for a stolen vehicle, attempted robbery. She got a couple of misdemeanor convictions, according, that's what they say, allegedly, because that's the word they use. And, okay, what do y'all think about that? Do you know anybody that's aggressive like that? Do you think that can ever happen? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I got Brooke in the chat room. Saki's in the chat room. Hey girls. And I'm not saying he couldn't have been raped. I do believe that he was raped, but I've been sexually frustrated. I really have, but I don't know if I'm capable of sneaking into somebody's house and taking it from them. And I know I could hold a dude down every now and then, but that's never crossed my mind. And she got children, so that's why I feel sorry for her, the two kids. Their mom is being convicted of rape. Her picture is out there. You know, the thing about social media is you got a profile pic, and they put your name out in the news, people are going to go Google you, you get caught by the cameras. So it's not like, I don't know how old the children are. They can be 6, 7, if they're going to school or whatever. But, I don't know. Like, that's an embarrassment to your kids. Oh, your mommy raped somebody, I feel sorry for the kids, And that also goes to show part of our show tomorrow. We'll get more into it about sexual healing. That experience alone can cause the kids to look at sex in a whole different light. So I don't know. Just letting you know, that's going to be part of the show as well, and that may affect their sex life as they get older and. Maybe can't trust women or men, depending on if they're boy or girl, or and they can't find their true fulfillment sexually. So, that's going to affect them in the long run when they realize who their mama was, Anyway, 805-830-8320. I got a brick coming to the airwaves. Hey, Bricky, brick. Okay. Brick. Am I muted? Brick. Okay. So, I don't know. Brick was there, but she wanted to come on. Hey,
hello.
Girlfriend.
Hello.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm here.
There you go.
How are you?
There you go. Do you want to make a comment about an article tonight?
Yeah, I heard what you said about the lady, and it's possible. I mean,
yeah.
She probably has the same impulses of that of a male rapist, except she's female.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to ask yourself what makes a, you know, you would say, oh, my God, it's a woman. But it's still possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a human being, and she's capable of rape just as much as any man would be. And
mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, it's, she must have some sort of, I mean, for anybody, for any type of rapist whatsoever, it's got to be in a, you know, I don't know what it was for her, whether it was about power or whether it was about just she needed it that bad that, you know, and that goes into sex addiction, that she's
mm-hmm.
just addicted to it. And
mm-hmm.
it was a movie, I don't know if you ever saw that movie, a lot of people didn't see this movie, called Black Snake Moan. And it was this movie about this girl who was just, she had to have it. And she was like, you know, it was like one of them old, like, it wasn't an old movie. It was like one of those, I guess they were in the Midwest and, you know, one of them towns, not much to do. And she had basically done the whole town. She was basically just like addicted to sex.
Mm-hmm.
She was just going around just screwing everybody. And it was like a scene, I remember, when, and I think Samuel L. Jackson was in it. He had to literally tie her up. He tried to free her from, because, you know, the old wives' tales, I guess they thought it was a sickness or whatever. So he tried to tie her up, and she was still just going at whoever. She saw a man within a feet of her, she jumped on him. She tried to jump on Samuel L. Jackson, because, you know, whatever, whatever. But it exists, and I think that, you know, something was obviously wrong with her. I think that, like any other race, she should be treated like any other rapist, you know? And like you said about the whole thing with the, how she was, how she jumped on him. You said something like he just, it was inside of her, something like that.
Right. When he woke up, he realized he was hard and she wasn't riding him. And when he tried to free himself, that's when he realized he had his hands chained above his head.
Oh, wow.
And I guess he must have turned her, you know, he turned his body or whatever to get him off of her. I mean, to get her off of him. Right. And I don't know how he got free, but, you know, the cops was called and she was arrested and then she claimed.
I mean, she must be a real heavy sleeper. I mean,
well, he was partying. He was out. He was actually out partying, so he was under the influence. And
oh,
you had
okay.
a long day, so, you know, you passing out. He passed out, you know. And I guess when you have somebody on top of you, you get that shortness of breath going,
mm-hmm.
and that makes you jump up out of your seat. So I'm thinking that's what happened, because they claim she's 240 pounds. And we don't know how big he is, but, you know, you got that extra weight on you. You get to wheezing. And you jump up, and that's what he's seen this happen.
Oh, okay, wow.
Right, this was going on. Right. And like I said, the police was called, and she had refused to stop riding him. He was trying to get her off, begged him, get off of me. And she was like, no. So he forced his way from out of her. Huh?
I said, that's a rapist. You know what I mean?
And he went to the court. I mean, he went to the hospital, got him the sexual assault examination, and all the stuff came back. She said, they said that she told the cops that she don't remember breaking into his apartment to have sex with him, but she does suffer from bipolar disorder and psychosis.
Hmm.
And
well,
she was a perfume act for the kid, so she was charged with second degree sexual degree rape. That's crazy, right? But she got two kids. That's the thing that's bugging me about the whole situation. She got the two kids. You know, at the end of the day, this is going to affect them for the rest of their lives, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, all of them, even him. You know, that's going to affect him for the rest of his life as well. But now it could even affect him physically as far as sex is concerned also. You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to get more into that tomorrow when we're talking about genital armoring and, you know, trying to fulfill your sexual pleasures on Crushing After Dark tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll get into that, too, as far as having a dramatic experience or just hearing something negative about sex can cause your body and your mind to react negatively to and actually cause you to have problems. So it's going to be interesting. I think it'll be interesting.
Sounds interesting already.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting show. But my main question for tonight is: sex a need or a want? Give us a call 805-830-8320. You're tuning to the music. Blah blah blah. You're tuning to the Monday Night Jukebox or Musically Inclined. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to get into that question. 805-830-8320. Be right back.
Bye.
Talking all the stuff about me.
Yeah.
Why don't they just let me live?
Tell me why.
Yeah, automatic freezing, full effect.
You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Jill?
I'm ready, Slick, are you?
Oh yeah, take it down.
Girl, I must warn you, I sense something strange in my mind.
Yeah.
Yo, situation is
serious.
Let's kill it cause we're running out of time.
Inclined. So we're talking about is sex a need or a want? And I shared with y'all an article about a woman who broke into a man's apartment and basically raped him. Been charged with sexual assault and all that good stuff. But a detail that I left out, I don't know if it's important or not, but I'm going to share with you anyway, that they said according to her Facebook profile, she said that she was 2 months sober, over 2 months sober, and she's actually currently 31 weeks pregnant. Right. 2 weeks sober, and she's 31 weeks pregnant, and she has two other kids as well. So that's a lot going on there. That lady had a lot going on. Join us tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, right here, the Honey Suite, Crushing at the Dark. It's the third Thursday of the month. Y'all know how we do. We have some stimulating conversation. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about sexual healing. This is a very broad topic, but we're going to focus on genital armoring, sexual energy, and our relationships. So that's what we'll be talking on about sexual healing. I'm sure there's going to be a part two, three, and all that other stuff in between. Shout out to Saki in the chat room, who's having a lot of difficulties right now. Call us up. 805-830-8320, 805-830-8320. You will be able to listen to the show. People are having difficulties in the chat room. They can't hear the show right now. And I can't really deal with that because I'm currently doing a show. So, but, you know, I don't mind y'all all coming in, having a good time with us, as always. Just tuned in. I love the support, and people are showing up and showing out with us on Phone Fantasy Radio. So far, so good this year. This second half of the year, we've been doing good. We came back in September. Here we are towards the end of October, and we're doing hella good. I'm proud of what I've accomplished thus far this year. We have some real interesting topics. We chat, conversations, discussions. We got the Brick House back on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This show is going smoothly. The Honey Suite is going smoothly. So I'm actually cool. I'm liking the turnout. So yeah, if you want to keep your phone clear. We also got Skype. If you scroll down the page at phonefantasyradio.com/live and click the call button, the blue click the call button at the bottom of the page will actually lead you to open up your Skype program for your phone for this show. So you can call in with Skype. It's a free account. It's a free call. And, you know, unless you press 1, I won't let you on air. So that's how we roll here on Phone Fantasy Radio. So we're talking about that. Also, I came across the article, want to, you know, shout it out. Florida has finally shown some justice. The Florida woman who was charged, she was a victim of abuse, first of all, and she was actually sentenced to 20 years behind bars for allegedly firing a warning shot during a dispute with her husband. And she was granted a new trial. And it's come to our attention that she actually has, she's a mother of three, and she has been, her sentence has been overturned. Marissa Alexander, I don't know if y'all remember that. This was also in light of the George Zimmerman, who killed a Trayvon Martin and used the Stand Your Ground laws, and you know, since that had, we did not really focus too much on Marissa Alexander case. However, you know, she also said Stand Your Ground, she felt threatened, she had been reporting abuse. And she shot a warning shot up in the air. It wasn't even at her husband, who was standing next to their children. She shot it at the ceiling. And the jury has said, you know, they found her guilty of aggravated assault, and she was sentenced to 20 years. That's the minimum requirement. And know, so that's been overturned. So that's some good justice being served out there in Florida, because Florida has been getting a really bad rap for the last 2-3 years. Everything has been going down in Florida. There's no win. Florida gets no wins. I mean, ever since the election back in the day when Bush, that last election with Bush, and Florida was that swing state, and his brother, I think, is the governor, and it's always been, you know, just downhill for Florida. Always something coming out of Florida. Like, you know, you see the news, oh, it's Florida. You know, it's that point. So, but you know. Great job that Marissa Alexander is reunited with her children again. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. What y'all got going on? I don't have anything going on. I'm light today. I'm drinking this Corona. My phone is burnt out because of the girls. I'm gonna blame the girls on this one again. Yeah, they burned the phone out. It's about to die on me. So I don't think I'm going to be able to do the full 2 hours tonight. It might be a one-hour show. Get a little 60 minutes out of me. before we go, though, is sex a need or a want? Call up and let me know. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press 1. And we're going to play one more set, and we're going to come back and finally answer, is sex a need or a want? Be right back.
call it a day and throw my towel in, cause it seems that I can't win. So I'll carry on being an overweight lover, lover, lover.
Together, and we were jamming your airwaves.
Jamming your airwaves.
Jamming your airwaves.
Playing the hottest R&B and hip hop.
Yes!
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Yes, 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 y'all. That's how we do on Monday Night Jukebox Musically Inclined with some "You Called and Told Me That." And shout out to Heavy D putting niggas, big dudes on the map. Gotta say that. I'm getting that beep, 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 beep on my phone, so I'm going to cut this show down to an hour. I'm having technical problems with BTR right now. They just said that they are trying to fix it, so it's not anything we can do about that. We're having problems in the chat room and things like that. But, you know, before I go, is sex a need or is sex a want? That is the question for this evening. Give us a call, 805-830-8320. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, this is Saki.
Hey, Saki, Saki. Hey. I'm sorry you missed the show.
I know, right? The whole thing. I'm like, what
the whole
in the
thing.
World?
So, in your opinion, what do you think?
I think it depends on who you're asking. I really do. I think it depends on who you're asking. For me, it depends on what day you catch me. You know, some days it's a need and some days it's a want, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that we all need to have some sort of sexual release, you know, just for good mental health, you know, as well as for good physical health, because you don't want to have, you know, be blocked up and backed up, you know, whether you're a man or a woman. You know, so definitely, you know, some sort of release is necessary. Mm-hmm. And there's been all types of studies out there that say that, you know, human beings need to have, you know, at least 200 to 300 orgasms per year for good mental health. You know, I mean, I don't know. I can't really say whether or not I agree with those studies because, you know, some people seem to be, you know, totally okay with having fewer than that per year, you know, but they're saying that, you know, doing that, having your sexual release actually prevents depression, you know, or can assist with depression.
Yes, so I did my research. That was actually going to be tonight's topic.
That was going to be tonight's topic,
sexual healing, you know, how sex benefits us, health. Just, you know, make us feel good, but it also makes our body good. So
I do gotta cut the show.
I'm getting my beepity beep 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 on my phone. My phone's about to die, and right now I'm on limited resources. So I would normally call it with my Skype, but my Skype ain't letting me do that right now.
Okay.
It's gonna keep cutting me off. So I'm not gonna attempt to try to use Skype right now. But
maybe
I agree with
that
you.
I said maybe you can hold that one over for next week.
Yep, that's the plan. Hopefully I'll be back to my regular self next week. But I agree with you. Sexual, is sex a need or a want? Because sometimes I can't help but to need it. You lay in there and your legs start to twitch and it feel like, I don't know, maybe it feel like I'm going through withdrawal or something. It's like, damn, son. And I get to digging out the old phone book, calling niggas that you know you don't want to be talking to. It's a bad sex. Like, right, the black book, you calling dudes that you know this nigga ain't no good. You told him you ain't never fucking him again, but hey, boo, how you doing? What you doing? You busy?
No.
Wanna come see me?
No.
I get to doing that, man. And I swear it's mandatory. It's like once you have it, it's just something you want. Like it's like a craving. Like once I tasted a cheeseburger, I want a cheeseburger now, you know, type situation. And sex ain't no different. I want head, and sometimes you don't even want the intercourse, you just want the head. You know, sometimes you just need the pipe, and I don't want nothing else. I want the pipe, I want you to get up, and I want you to leave. That's it.
Whoa.
I want you to
come in, shut up, fuck, and get
That's
out,
it.
Eh?
Don't talk, don't say nothing, don't ask me to turn on no lights, don't ask me to do anything. I just need you to lay this down, soothe this craving in my gut and go on by your business. Don't ask me for a cup of water.
Whoa. Now, where's Brick at when you need her?
Oh, my
Why
goodness.
Is she not chiming in on that one? Oh, Lady CZ, hi.
Hi.
Hi,
Lady C.
Hi.
We rush it, Lady C. We rush it. What you think, Lady C? Is sex a need or a want?
A need.
A need.
Good
is
sex.
That what it is?
Good sex is a need. Good sex.
Got
to be good.
Yeah, she cleared that up. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know, but it's just I want it. Like, damn.
I want it, but I want it good. I don't just. I'm not just gonna call her. I look and I be wanting. No, because I know what he's gonna do.
That, you know, that's
I'm
that dude
that's
the ug mug in the face. He's the ug mug in the face, but he's packing. So don't turn the light. I just need to be able to use it though.
Wow.
And I don't want you to lick me because not everybody know how to lick. So no licking.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Wow.
That right there is the worst. That's the worst. You licking and you don't know what you're doing, but yet you're talking shit like you done did a good job.
Oh,
and you know
MG.
What? That's dangerous. I feel like that's dangerous. I'm a single woman, so I'm home alone, and I say the wrong thing to you knowing that the penis is whack, and that's why I done burned the black book because I really don't want to talk to you no more. I know the sex is whack. But I just need it. I just need it. Nigga, just let me rub it on. Just rub it. Just rub it up and down on the clit and walk away. Let's do that.
But see, I think still, even with that crush, I still think that it's just the release that you need, not, you know, the act itself. Because if that were the case, you know, then just any old person would do, you know. But, but there's a certain one that can give you that release that you need.
Right.
The one that soothes that
look,
craving.
Look, and then I become the side chick. That's why I
have
to remember, because I'm a side chick. She done called my phone already, and I told her her man ain't even here. He laying next to me. Oh, damn. Stop bringing up memories.
Oh, wow. No.
He said, you know you grimy, right? And I said, you grimy. And then she called his phone,
geez.
And he answered, and I'm sitting up there snickering.
Whoa. See, now that's another topic for another week. The side piece. The
side piece. I mean, I knew, I didn't know, but I found out. And what I did, instead of blowing him up, he had that booting chain. Huh?
It should be your choice, though. That's the one thing. If you're the side chick, it should be your choice. Don't be a surprise. You who?
Oh,
what?
You mean it's being surprised to
find out.
No,
it was my choice. I mean, I found out, and I just took it in stride. Instead of blowing him up and fussing, because it's like chicks don't ever want to get to the man. He the one who cheated. You always want to attack the side piece because you're trying to preserve your relationship with him because you want to keep him. But that's another story in itself. Like you said, that's another show all in itself. But,
yeah. Right. You need to write that
and
one
you know
down.
What?
Write that one down. Being a sad
my
piece.
Magic
write that
wand
down.
Burned
yeah.
out. I think that's what it
Ooh.
Is. My magic wand burned out. The magic wand burned out, and I haven't replaced it yet. I need to replace it. It's my birthday. Y'all want to give me something? Give me the magic wand. It's only $54. Y'all be bullshitting. Y'all need to help us
I'm
out.
Mad that
I'm
your
struggling.
Magic wand burned out. I'm mad about that. How many uses is it
yes,
good for?
It plugs
you done burnt
in,
it out?
And I picked it up one day, and that shit started sparking. Girl, listen.
Oh, wow.
I got to find me one. I've heard about that.
Nostalgia. The Hitachi, yeah, but my shit lasted about good old 8 years though. So you know, she done put on her work. You know, she lasted about 8 years, and it's only 2 speeds, high and low.
See, you know what? Masturbation is not that fun. You know, it's really not because like you start it.
It's
and
so
then
much work. I
you
got
get
short
it.
Arms.
Hold on while I hit the radio show.
Yeah,
just hold on while I hit
back up on the radio show.
But seriously, though, it's like you start it, and then you get what you were after, the release, and then it's over. You know, and it's like, well, what do? Talk to yourself and say, you want me to make you a sandwich? You know, and it's,
I do. I do all of the above. I swear to God, I do. Like, listen,
you
stop.
Know, it's
no,
like,
my phone's
really,
dying, and I can't continue this conversation. But I do talk to myself. And if I had my Hitachi, there's no conversation because I would have passed out. I think that's why
you
I
do know
I just,
that this is recorded, right? For,
yes,
for posterity.
I do know. I don't care what they're gonna do.
Oh,
yes. Wow. It was. I put it on. I get where I need to get, and then next thing you know, I don't be trying to. I just wake up like, wait, what happened? And my leg warm because she was going.
Wow.
And
that's that
hot.
One hit a quitter right there. That's that one hit a quitter.
And you know the sad thing is, I be trying to compare everybody. Like, if you ain't putting me to sleep, then you ain't doing your work.
But that's a machine, girl. You can't compare a human being to a machine. That's not fair.
Yes, it is, because
no
men that have put me to sleep. Yes, it is. It'd be different if it didn't happen, but there are dudes that done put me to sleep, babe, I'm leaving. Nigga, just go. I got a slam lock.
Wow. Wow, not I got a slam lock. Oh,
I got a slam lock on the door. Nigga, ain't nobody coming up in here.
Wow.
Maybe
okay.
I
got to
go to work.
But see, you still don't compare. You can't compare. It's not the same because, you know, the toy just doesn't ever quit. You know, but the man needs a break.
And that's why I don't have batteries. That's why I don't have batteries. That's why I can't do these damn battery-operated toys, because when you're getting real good, all of a sudden that intensity stops. And you ready to throw it. I done threw a couple of fucking vibrators against the wall.
But here's my question, though. How the fuck long are you going that the battery run down? I mean, like, damn, that's like a marathon.
It takes
a
minute. I gotta use my. It depends, because sometimes, you know, I gotta hear that male voice. I gotta hear him talking shit to me. Like,
I mean, but what the fuck are you
shit,
like out on a date with the vibrator or what? I mean, because like to run
the
battery
I'm home,
down.
But I'm just saying, I be trying to create ambiance. I be too busy
with
doing
a vibrator.
Shit. Next thing you know, the vibrator done wore itself out.
Wow.
It's real serious out here in field. Serious out here, really. And the fact
that
I got short
real
arms,
thing.
People, y'all don't understand. This is an issue with me. I got short arms, so I can't just use both hands. I got to use one at a time because you got a lot to go around. I got a lot of mixed section to go around. See, this is why I say, guys, about the lift and separate. I can't lift and separate at the same damn time. I can't do it. So I need a little help. So I'm just saying, this is the shit I'll be going through. That's why I say it's a necessity. Sex is a necessity. See, y'all play too much. Y'all play too much.
It's good, though. When it's good, it's good.
So now I wish the thing would have been working right tonight so that I could, you know, be in the chat room and everything else because, wow. And now your phone's down, so you can't even keep the show going.
No, I can't get the show going right now because my phone is really on the fritz, and I don't want it to cut off in the middle of us chatting in a rude way. So I'm gonna. So
right.
You know, tomorrow back here for the Honey Suite. I'm gonna put the phone on the charger, and I'll make sure to be back here for tomorrow night's show. The Honey Suite is. Sensual episode of Crushing After Dark with a stimulating discussion on sexual healing. Everyone needs it.
But some need it more than others, like myself. If you don't know, now you know. Your body and your mind works together. Everything, and this also is true about sex or a traumatic experience or a simple exposure to a typical negative belief about sex can cause limitations in sexual pleasures and gratification. So to regain control of your mind and body, it's a process, and that includes relinquishing your genital armoring, refocusing your sexual energy, and overcoming your fear of sleeping with the enemy. So to learn more about that and explore the different categories of sexual healing, join us tomorrow on the Honey Suite at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 805-830-8320. And the website is phonefantasyradio.com/live. The system is having a little difficulty right now, so it really isn't my fault, but hopefully tomorrow they'll have it fixed. I am getting a notice from them that they're having problems with the system and everything, so...
So it wasn't
That's
my fault that
little,
my page you wouldn't load.
Right, it wasn't your fault. It wasn't nobody's fault. It was your system itself was having issues. Right.
Yeah. Because I was over here ready to throw my laptop out the window.
I know.
Are you
no.
serious right,
I got
right
that
now?
That notice.
Like, oh, no.
Yeah, I got a
cleared
notice
up
from other
everything.
Hosts.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, that's good then. Well, I'll definitely be in tomorrow, you know, to listen to that show as well, and hopefully they will have fixed whatever is wrong.
Right.
You know, so that I can be in the chat room and everything, and Brick can call in too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah, I'm calling her out. So, you know. But this was a good show, the 5 minutes of it that I was able to hear. I missed
well,
everything
thank you.
Else.
I had fun as well. But this is yours and Brick's fault. You know that, right?
No.
Yeah,
no,
you know
no.
Who was I on the phone with before I called into this show?
Oh, I'm sorry. You made the choice to talk on the phone.
Y'all burned out my phone.
No, you made
you know
the choice
I couldn't
to
hang
talk
up.
On the phone.
I'm addicted. Call me back. You know I'm addicted. Call me back. I couldn't hang up. Like,
I know, right?
I'm good.
She's sending out messages. Could you call me back? I got disconnected.
Right. I got knocked off. You know,
what in the world? But no.
I got two bars. I got two bars. I'm good.
You were talking to Brick first for a long time before you called me. So, no, don't try to blame it on me. Don't blame it on me. I don't accept that. Sorry. No.
Right.
But that's okay.
But anyway,
good
ladies, thanks for tuning in real quick. Play a good old music outro. And see y'all tomorrow. That's how we rolling here. On Phone Fantasy Radio. Later, alligator. I ain't playing shit. I'm out. Bye.
Bye.